We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we'll see how much Robbie's got left. And a good guy who would know how much Robbie's got left would be our next guest, and that would be Alex Rodriguez, who joins us now. Hey, Rod, welcome. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Not much. Trying to keep up with you.
Well, listen, you know, nobody anywhere knows more about Robbie Cano than you. I mean, this is a guy that I can tell folks you took under your wing when he was a kid. You know, he idolized you. We all know that. You know, you've been around him forever. 36, and it sounds like it's going to happen. How do you feel? How does it hit you when you hear Robbie Cano, Mets, coming to New York at this stage of his life?
It's a huge win for the Mets. Huge, huge win. I mean, you get a player that does a lot of things today that do not get celebrated. I mean, there's a big blind spot in the game that everybody wants home runs. You keep watching October over and over, and you get 17, 18, 20 strikeouts per game. It's just frustrating to watch. A guy like Robinson Cano can put the barrel on the ball. I mean, he's rocked through with power. He plays every day. He's built like a bull. He came back after the suspension and played really well. And I think a lot of people don't know that Robbie went to high school in New Jersey. So he is in love with New York City. He was saddened to go to Seattle. And I think there's a big win for Fred and Jeff Wilpon.
Okay, give me these. Tell me what you think. Number one, new league. Will be any adjustment for him at all?
I don't think so. I mean, again, Robbie's a guy that he sees ball, hits ball. He's a big-time run producer. He can drive in over 100 runs. I don't think so. And the biggest adjustment, Mike, is New York. You know, he's a proven world champion there.
Now, loves New York, as we know. Loves it, okay? We all know that. Number two, 36, 2,000-plus games under his belt. Can he still be Cano?
I mean, can he be old Cano? Probably not, but can he be a very, very productive player for the next 4 years? Absolutely. You're not going to find a guy that hits in the middle of the order who can hit good pitching, who can hit lefties and righties, who's a primetime defender, and, you know, he can still go to third base and be a gold glove defender at third base. He has a bazooka for an arm, the most accurate arm I've ever played with. It's incredible to watch, and he's a guy that understands run producing. Again, a game that is overlooking RBIs, they say is not as an important statistic. I still think it's the most important stat in baseball. The Mets have a great run producer.
So you think if he can't hack it range-wise anymore in the middle infield, and you obviously, now you made the transition to third when you still were a great shortstop. Can you see him, if he's slowing down, do you think he would handle the third base well?
Not well. I think he can play gold glove defense.
Oh, really?
Third
wow.
base. Oh, yeah. Right. You know, one of the interesting things, Mike, is, you know, he plays second base, but he has the arm of a shortstop, and, you know, he was, like you said, my little protege, and he was such a great kid. He would love to just come over there, and he knew how anal I was about my ground balls, and I didn't want anybody around. I wanted to really focus. He would go around over there just to mess around with me, sit at third base and catch, like, the first 20. And, I mean, he looked like Mike Schmidt over there. He can do it in his sleep.
Will it bother him? We all know he loved being a Yankee. Will it bother him to be a Met versus a Yankee?
I don't know if it will bother him. I know that his preference, you know, and I'm just guessing, Mike, would be playing a Yankee. I mean, he lives and dies for the brand. But I think him coming closer to New York, he's very close to his mom and pop. They live in Dominican Republic. For the season, they move with him and live with him. So I know that mom is going to be much happier coming back to New York, where she's so familiar, than going to Seattle, that's for sure.
Talking with A-Rod, who's giving you Met fans a thumbs up on Robbie Cano, which and you got to say this, A-Rod loves Robbie Cano, I can tell you that. So I mean, we know that. Number two, A-Rod, if you were, put yourself in, and you can, inside these big free agents, Harper, Machado, what do they got to be careful about, and what's the best thing for these guys?
I would really kind of reverse engineer it, Mike. I mean, I've been in two major free agencies, and I think the first one, I went to Texas, the second one. I went with my heart. I wanted to be a Yankee for life, and I made that decision. I would say forget in the thought process, forget the money, forget the economics, forget the agents, forget all that nonsense and white noise. Where do you envision yourself being happy with a team that you can win, with a team that you can actually go to work and skip to work every day? And then pick out your first three like that and then reverse engineer and see if the economics make sense. That's how I would do it.
What did you take from the what made the difference in your mind for the Red Sox? Why did the Red Sox win this year?
I think Dombrowski put on an absolute clinic. I mean, the moves that he made with Pierce and Nathan and Alex Cora, I mean, it was like a Harvard Business School case study. And I think the greatest advantage that Dombrowski has with 21 years in between world championships, which is remarkable on his own with the Marlins in 97 and this year with the Red Sox, he told me after the World Series, Mike, he goes, Alex, I mean, the greatest advantage that I have over most GMs is I let my managers manage. I do not micromanage. I do not get in the lineup. We do have a very heavy sabermetrics department. But at the end of the day, we hired a great manager with great feel, Alex Cora, and we let him do whatever he wants. And that's why he was able to do Pierce and you sail out of the bullpen and do so many unconventional things that when somebody has a conventional way of thinking to a degree, having handcuffs on, there's no way a manager can compete with Alex Cora because he has the freedom to do whatever he wants.
Talking with Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod Sanchez. Did the postseason where he got in the game and his glove didn't betray him, he wrecked one game, he almost got hit that grand slam, which would have changed the postseason. I mean, he just missed it. Did that postseason where he showed glimpses, do you think that's going to help him get back to be who he was last year?
I think so, Mike. Look, I'm on the other side of it. I know that I'm a contrarian with most New Yorkers today. I am a big, big believer in Gary Sanchez. I think you think about his year this year, he was injured. We come to find out he just had surgery. And I think he's a guy that I would go the other way. I would extend him 3 years and keep him under control. I wish we had the full-time.
Wow, so you believe that he's going to be really – you believe the things we saw in the first 2 years we're going to see again?
I'm a big, big believer. And look, Mike, I believe in – while most people are looking the other way, I think that's where you extend him. He is the best hitter on that lineup. We saw it in the postseason. He had a Reggie Jackson almost moment with a grand slam of Kimball.
Almost.
And it was just a fantastic at bat and really a microcosm of who this young man can be. Like Andujar, him, they really need to really, really bear down their defense. You know, forever they thought that he would be a catcher and then a DH. All of that has changed now because obviously you have Stanton and he had a big year this year. So you're almost a little bit landlocked with him. So that's the conundrum that Cashman and the organization has with Sanchez.
What does Andujar have to do to be a better – does he have the makings to be a better third baseman or is defense going to be a problem for him?
Look, I think he had a phenomenal year. The Yankees are very lucky to have him. I think what you have to do with Andujar is reps, and they have to be done at a pace and a cadence that he has not practiced this way in the past. If I was running the Yankees, I would say he has to be in Tampa January 3rd, and I want him catching, you know, anywhere from 100 to 300 ground balls a day, 5 days a week, and we're going to video you, we're going to time you. By the time spring training comes, Andujar should be at least a middle-of-the-road defender in the big leagues. Because if you don't get him to defend, you cannot win a world championship.
Interesting. So you think he becomes that much, his defense becomes that big a cog next year for them?
You have to, right? Because it doesn't matter how much you hit. If you can't pitch and if you can't catch, you can't win a world championship. And if you look at Jeter, how he became a great gold glove defender, it started with Brian Butterfield in the minor leagues really working on his footsteps and all his mechanics. I think you can do the same thing, but you need to be in Tampa. You need to put in the work. We have great coaches in Tampa, but the work needs to happen 2 months before spring training starts.
Interesting. So, and what will you do with shortstop, A-Rod? You know, Didi's going to miss at least till probably late July or August. Machado, if you bring him in, Didi's a better defender. We know that. Machado's best position is third. I mean, would you go that route, or would you go, you know, Torres? I didn't get the idea the Yankees really want to move Torres. After talking to Cashman, I didn't get the idea they really think that Torres' best position is shortstop long term.
You know, I think Torres needs some consistency, so I would be very hesitant to move my young guys around. They're still very raw. They're very talented. But I would want them to have a lot of repetition in one position. So less is more there. As far as shortstop, I think you can bring in somebody that can really catch and throw. I think we have more offense than we know what to do with, especially here in the first half of the season. You know, with Stanton, again, what budgets do you have for hitting? I would put all my resources into pitching and defense. We have more offense than you can dream of.
Would you go starter, or would you go build up the bullpen, or would you go starting pitching?
It always starts with pitching at the top. So you would start your pitching with number one, two, and three, and then secondary you go from the back, 9, 8, 7. But what you need is you need a number one horse, two, and three, and then kind of stack, you know, Severino. I love the Paxton move. Paxton grew up admiring, you know, Andy Pettit.
Yep.
He's good. He can be great. And the fact that we have the association with Andy that can talk to him about pitching and workouts and makeup, that's a huge advantage for the Yankees. But I would start at the top with top frontline pitching.
Did you lose any faith in Severino this year because of the postseason?
Zero. I think Severino has a huge, huge future with the Yankees. Again, I would be under the mindset of extending Hicks, Judge, Severino, and Duhar. I would want to do more of a favored nation, invest double and triple down in this great farm system that Brian Cashman has built up, sign them up for 4, 5, 6 years, lock them up all until their age 30 or 32, and then make up your mind rather than going out into the major big free agent market with position players. I think we have the position players. What we need is continue to get great, deeper pitching.
You know, with the Red Sox, and we're talking with A-Rod, of course, and you obviously were doing the games, but you see, Eovaldi was great. Pierce came up big, almost like a Jimmy Leyritz type. And then how many big hits did they get out of Jackie Bradley last year? I mean, the guy's a great fielder. He doesn't usually hit much, but boy, how many big hits did he get last year?
It was unbelievable, the combination. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi, the world-class makeup guy, got the best fastball in the game up to 102 with Severino. He's got a power split. And, you know, he's a guy that if you have daughters, you want him to marry Nathan Eovaldi. That's what kind of makeup this guy has. So he was a world-class pickup there. Bradley was, I mean, he looked like Reggie Jackson a little bit.
How many big hits did he get? The guy, you know, he's not a big hitter. He got a lot of big hits.
It was amazing. But again, Mike, when you put the ball in play, these are the things that play really well in October. You know, for 6 months, they tell you strikeouts don't matter. And then October comes, and they say, we got to bench this guy. This guy strikes out too much. So something has to give. And, again, when you put the ball in play, you put pressure on defense, and that's all good things.
Interesting. So the word on Cano from A-Rod is all plus. You think Cano will come here and do well?
I do. I think Cano is New York ready. I think he'll be energized coming back to the big stage. I think he'll have a chip on his shoulder to prove to the Yankees and to the Mariners that he still has something left. And I know this guy personally. He's built like an iron horse.
All right, listen, thanks. If I don't talk to you, have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, Alex Rodriguez. There you go, Met fans. You get a ringing endorsement. Now, A-Rod, that's like this little guy. You know, that's I maybe we'll call him little brother, whatever. When A-Rod was here and Cano was a kid, he followed A-Rod around like a puppy dog. I mean, A-Rod worked with him. A-Rod likes to work with young players. He, you know, that's a thing of his. He likes that. He likes to put in a lot of practice time. He likes to get there early. He's one of those guys. He's like a rink rat, you know, one of those kind of guys. And Cano was his guy. So they were very, very close. That's why, you know, I know he loves him. I'm not as enthusiastic as A-Rod is, but there was a ringing endorsement from someone who knows him as well as anybody. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.